Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Showgirl Tip of the Day podcast. If you hear birds outside my window, there are quite a few making quite a racket. Do I mind? Nope. I love it. So I am in a new place. I just moved. And if you think, oh, well, Michelle, you moved last year. Yes, I did. I had an apartment last year, but the owners decided they wanted to make an Airbnb, and I was like, I'm out. So one of the things I cherish in a home is tranquility and some quiet. So I found another place, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because sometimes when something happens, you're like, oh no. But then it turns out to be for the best. And that is what happened with me. I have found a place that is far bigger, in a better neighborhood. It's even cheaper. So I lucked out. All's well that ends well, hopefully, you know. But welcome. Today's episode is going to be about podcasts and the podcasts that I listen to, and actually, the first podcast I'm going to mention is what inspired me to create the Showgirl Tip of the Day podcast. It is not, I try never to copy anyone. I want to be unique. I want to be creative and innovate. And my podcast is just, it was born out of a need for companionship during the pandemic because we were all isolated in our homes. And I thought to myself, how can I connect with people in the industry, the entertainment showbiz industry? Because the chance meetings on the street weren't happening. The meetings in the audition rooms weren't happening. You understand. We all went through this several years ago, and we're still kind of coming out of it, right? Before I start, any opinion in this podcast expressed is just the opinion of Michelle Bruckner. By listening to this podcast, it's for entertainment purposes only. I need to put that disclaimer on. Here are the podcasts that I adore. I listen to them every week, and I'm sure you have a list too. So please send me on Instagram, send me a DM of what your favorite podcasts are. So my Instagram is at Showgirl Tip of Day. There's no I in the word tip. It's just Showgirl TP of Day. The first podcast I love is Audrey Helps Actors. Audrey Moore, she started this podcast, I believe, in 2017. She really has grown the listenership. She's funny. She has great guests. And I learned so much about SAG-AFTRA because that's where she primarily works, is Los Angeles. She does work in New Mexico. She was on the television show Better Call Saul because that's where she's from. And I believe she can be a local hire there. And Breaking Bad was filmed in New Mexico, and so was Better Call Saul. There are markets of entertainment, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and there are secondary markets, Atlanta, DC, New Mexico. Philly's a market. I don't know where it falls, but you don't have to be in one of the big cities to, and Toronto and Vancouver, of course. Tons of filming happens up there. You don't have to be in one of these big cities. You can base yourself in a big city and work all over the place. Or you can live wherever you want now, since so much of the auditions, at least the first rounds, are self-tapes. So Audrey Helps Actors is my number one podcast that I love. And followed by that is the SAG-AFTRA podcast. For those of you who are not in the entertainment industry, SAG-AFTRA stands for the Screen Actors Guild, and a few years ago they merged with AFTRA, which was the television union. So now film and television are one union. If you do any kind of work that is union, you have to join. Several years ago, I did a few television things. I'm a proud member of SAG. And currently, as I'm recording this podcast, SAG-AFTRA is on strike for the theatrical division. Commercials are still being filmed. There are some films independent movies that are being filmed because they are able to meet what SAG-AFTRA is asking for in terms of residual income, in terms of payment. But we are striking, and basically the AMPTP, is that right, is wanting to eradicate a lot of the things that we have fought for so vigilantly. Duncan Crabtree Ireland is the host of the podcast, and there are plenty of interviews with all kinds of people in the film television industry. Very informative, and it comes out every week. So tune in to the SAG After podcast. Now, there's several podcasts that I listen to that don't have anything to do with being a performer. The third one that I love is A Beautiful Mess. Elsie and Emma are sisters, and they have had a blog for 16 years called abeautifulmess.com, and they are moms now. They are creators. They do a lot of arts and crafts, baking, cooking, fashion, and they are very inspiring because they have created a business and a life where they work for themselves, which is what I love. They work for themselves, and they have taught me so much just from me reading their blog, listening to their podcast. They're super fun, very professional, and warm. I want to say I really enjoy their tagline for their podcast is your cozy comfort listen. And I think that that's pretty cool because it is. And I really get a good feeling every time I listen to them. They love the holidays. So do I. They plan, they decorate, they prepare for the holidays, which inspires me to up my game in terms of holiday prep. Before we go on, I just want to announce one of our sponsors, which is Club Showgirl, my monthly membership program. I am limiting the amount of applicants and members to keep the group small so we can focus on you and your career. What's included in membership? Online dance classes, a once-a-week coaching session. There's a VIP membership where you get to work one-on-one with me. It's a group where we work together, we dance towards our goals. It's fun, it's inclusive, it's supportive. For more information, DM me on Instagram at showgirltipofday, or you can go to my website, www.michellebruckner.com. Join the mailing list and you'll get all the details. I'm using these incredible silicone patches by Wrinkle Schminkles. It's a silly name, but it's not a silly product. They have made my forehead so smooth and under my eyes, just taken those little lines that we all have and just smoothed them out. Use my code MICHELLE20 for 20% off. www.wrinkleschminkles.com. Okay, the fourth podcast that I love, my friend Billy Johnstone, who's been a guest several times on this podcast. Billy Johnstone and I have a passion for the British monarchy, the royals, as they call it. We got up in New York City when William and Kate got married, and we set our alarms, and he was in his apartment on the Upper West Side, and I was in my apartment up by the cloisters, and we watched the wedding on television together. And it was pretty fabulous. And we had breakfast at, I think it was 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. And then I had to go to work that day, but it was super fun. We still talk about it. We tried to do the same thing with Harry and Meghan's wedding. I had just returned from a wedding in Mexico City, and the day that we were coming back from the wedding, there was a tornado that hit the Hudson Valley, and my husband at the time and I were in Grand Central Station. We had just arrived from the airport because I always take public transportation from the airport. I never take a car or a cab. It's too expensive and it takes forever with traffic. So that's your showgirl tip of the day. Take public transportation. But on this particular day, we had one big suitcase that we had our wedding clothes in, and we had just arrived at Grand Central, and immediately the trains, all three train lines, the Hudson Line, the Harlem Line, and the New Haven Line, they all shut down. So I said to my then husband, let's go to the lounge. And we got a seat at the lounge and we were stuck at the train station, Grand Central Station, for about 4 hours while we waited. And we were tired because we had just flown from Mexico City. But God delivered a friend to me that day. So sitting next to me on the bench was this woman who worked down in the courts downtown. And her name is Laura. Shout out to Laura. And we chatted and we had the best time talking. And later on, my ex-husband said to me, "You didn't seem bothered at all that we were stuck." And I was like, "Actually, I wasn't, because I was having so much fun making a new friend." And usually I'm not like that. Usually I'm pretty quiet and I don't start chatting with strangers, but we just had so much fun that day and we eventually got home. That was a super, so Harry and Meghan's wedding, we had no power at our house for a week. And I was doing some Little House on the Prairie stuff, getting a bucket with rainwater, washing my hair, showering, like using a washcloth. But our public library, for some reason, never loses power. So I know that you can get on their Wi-Fi in the parking lot. So at 6 a.m., I had my iPad and I'm sitting in my car in the parking lot watching Harry and Meghan's wedding. And I called Billy on the phone and he was traveling for work and he groggily answered. I was like, "Come on, it's the royal wedding." And he's like, "I'll watch it later on YouTube." And he hung up and I was so mad at him, but you know, he didn't want to get up. And that's Billy. He likes to sleep late. I call him Sleeping Beauty. So the Royally Obsessed podcast, there's two women who run it. It's very fancy and they have a cocktail every time they do the podcast. It's different cocktails depending on what's going on with the royal family. They're way in it. But it's a very entertaining listen. It's very, you know, it's not going to change my life, but it gives me some joy. So Royally Obsessed is number 4. Number 5 is more of a business and attorney turned entrepreneur. Sam Vanderweelen does the On Your Terms podcast. She does not give legal advice, but it's very educational and it's very helpful. She just did a great episode about dupes and dupe culture, which I thought was really interesting because I'm a showgirl that likes to use a dupe now and again. Why pay $50 for a cosmetic when you can pay $8 for something very similar? But she brought up some interesting points about dupes and dupe culture as it relates to our own businesses. So would you want somebody ripping you off, creating a knockoff of your product or service and offering it for, you know, slashed prices? And usually when something is offered so cheap, in my opinion, it usually means that someone is getting exploited for their labor. Yeah. So that's why I don't buy fast fashion, because I know it just breaks my heart thinking of the people across the ocean sitting in sweatshops and making 5 cents an hour so that I can have a $15 dress, you know? Anyway, On Your Terms is a great podcast. Sam Vanderweelen, I love. Very inspiring. The last podcast, this actor needs no introduction. He was a member of the Brat Pack, Rob Lowe. His podcast is called Literally with Rob Lowe. I just watched Unstable on Netflix that he did with his son. And I laughed out loud. He's a funny actor. And comedy is something that he's in the Austin Powers movies. He's had a very long career. He's currently on TV in 911 Lone Star, and he's good in that. What I like about Rob Lowe is that he has talked about his entire life. He had a period of trouble. He got sober. He's been sober for like 33 years, something like that. And as you know, I have a family member that struggles with addiction. And I myself was drinking more than I should have in the 90s. And even right up until the pandemic, like I would crack open a bottle of wine or crack a beer when I felt stressed or felt like I needed to like zone out or something. And so one of the things I've done in the past several years is really worked on living life without needing to escape from it. And I think Rob Lowe does a really good job of that. My favorite episode of his podcast is the one where his wife of over 30 years, Cheryl Lowe, comes on. And just listening to that episode, I don't know them. I am not like a fan girl. But listening to that episode, I just was like, wow, here is a successful couple. And to be married for that amount of time, that takes work, it takes effort. And just listening to her and her personality, I was like, wow, he really hit the jackpot because she's fantastic. What a fantastic person. And I learn stuff from Rob Lowe's podcast and I appreciate it. And it's funny. And he loves himself and he talks about himself. And guess what? So do I. So I feel you. Like I guess the reason we are all in show business is because we want people to love us, right? Let's be honest. Pick me, love me, you know, and he's not afraid to embrace that about himself. And it's kind of funny. So those are my podcasts that I listen to. And I want to hear from you. What are your podcast recommendations? There are some people out in the universe, like my brother, and he's like, oh, I don't listen to podcasts. It would be nice to have some family support, but whatever. Are there people that you know that don't listen to podcasts, and why not? I find, you know, it just enhances mundane tasks like washing dishes, folding laundry. I would much rather listen, or even working out sometimes, like if I'm doing some stretches or some, you know, weight lifting, I'd rather listen to a podcast than some music sometimes, just because with teaching, I listen to so much music. So what are your favorite podcasts and when do you like to listen to them? DM me on Instagram, Showgirl Tip of Day, and let me know. Thanks for listening, everybody. I will see you next week with another episode. Next week is going to be an interview episode, so stay tuned for next week's guest. Have a great week, and just know that there's somebody out there who's wanting you to succeed and wanting you to live your best life and be happy.
The Showgirl Tip of the Day podcast has original music composed by Joshua Holloway. Find him on YouTube, Joshua Holloway Music. This podcast is written by Michelle Bruckner and edited by Michelle Bruckner and Joshua Holloway. Find me on Instagram, Showgirl Tip of Day. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next week with a new episode. Showgirl.